Good morning. This is Choices with your host, Judy Mario. Is that correct, host? It sounds right to say host, but I'm a female, and I think we're supposed to say hostess. But today, I think I'll just be your host. We know everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something. So today, I'm making that choice. I'll be the host of the show. And the choices that we always make are what has brought us to where we are today. You know that. And we must accept the consequences of our choices. Too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without any regard to thoughtful decisions. When we allow negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences we don't desire. Using our power of logical thinking helps us to make wiser choices, which we can create and make more desirable results. Listeners, every show I do comes from you, and the things you've told me are important to you. And I had a request from Bill over in Cape Town, South Africa. He wants to know if optimism affects your income. So, our topic today is the power of optimism and how it affects your income. Think about this. Have you ever really been excited about something and told someone else about it, and then they stomp all over your excitement? This negative person to whom you told your dream pointed out why you shouldn't be excited and how you were excited about something that's never going to work. We call those kind of people pessimists. They are the kind of people that see a glass with something in it, and they say, that glass is half empty. They complain even when there's nothing to complain about. Many years ago, I decided to stay away from negative, pessimistic people, and I recommend that you do the same thing. Instead, surround yourself with people who are optimists. Now, optimists are the people who are glad to have something in the glass. You know that old saying, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Pessimists think it's half empty. Optimists are the people who are just glad to have something in the glass. They are the people who find the reason for everything, even the bad things that happen in life. They say, well, there must be a reason for it, because they know something positive will come out of even the worst situations. And for them, it does. Optimists make plans. Optimists do preparation. Businesses require plans to be successful, and optimists know that we, as individuals, also need to make plans to be successful in our daily lives. To my way of thinking, this is the only life we have. This is the one chance we have to get it right, our one shot at creating the life we want. So we need an effective and realistic way to make our dreams become reality. Optimists know that no matter how dreary the future looks, if you have a plan, your dreams can and will come true. Now, I'm an optimist. I know without a shadow of a doubt that no matter how bleak the economy looks right now, your optimism, or your lack of it, will affect your income. That American dream of financial independence that we've all had is still alive, and it's still doing well. And whatever that means to you, whether it is being able to pay your bills, send your child to college, take a holiday, or buy your dream home over there with Bill in South Africa, right there in Cape Town, the most beautiful, beautiful garden spot of the world. Well, you can have it. You can have it if you are simply willing to take the time to learn how to get it. Now, optimists know that to become wealthy, the first thing you have to do is to stop working so hard. We've all heard it all of our lives. Don't work hard, work smart. But yet, it seems like we have to work hard to get ahead. Most of us have heard that you have to work hard to get rich. How many of you know people that work hard? How many of them are rich? Probably very few. So what am I saying here? Yes, what I'm saying is we do have to start working smarter. Now, I know you've heard this before because it's an old saying, But in today's context, working smarter means getting involved with something that makes us money, owning things that go up in value, getting involved with something where you make a small investment and it brings large returns, getting our taxes to work for us instead of against us, and yes, they can. And optimists find a way to do what they love. They find a way to help a lot of people, and they become wealthy. Who wouldn't like to be involved in that kind of a program? If you're going to become wealthy, you have to do what wealthy people do. We've all heard it said that it takes money to make money. Well, the pessimist says, that's true. The optimist says, yes, it does, but it doesn't have to be my money. Wealthy people use other people's money. Maybe I can use someone else's money, too. Optimistic people say, I'll invest in that class or that conference, even if it costs $2,500, because it's an investment in myself. And if I have the knowledge, I'll do even better than I am now. See, I've always believed that any time you invest in education, any time you invest in a seminar, a book, a CD, anything that will improve your mind, well, then you're investing in yourself. And what better investment is there than in yourself? Knowledge is something that no one can take away from you. Knowledge is something that you'll have with you your whole life. So it doesn't really matter what that knowledge costs if the return looks to be much, much better, and if you can do even better than you're already doing now. Now, see, a pessimist would say, whoops, I can't afford to take that class. But guess what? If you show that same pessimist the big TV flat screen he wants, he'll find the money. These kind of people find the money for the things they want, but not the things that will help them get ahead, because their attitude is all wrong. Optimistic people use debt to own things that will make them money and go up in value, and they become wealthy. Pessimists use debt to own things that cost them money and go down in value. The one thing I've learned over the years is that best investment you make is the investment you make in yourself. Investing in your mind, your knowledge, your own business will yield the highest return on investment. You know, I started my own business when I was 24 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a lot of things went wrong in the beginning. I only had $2,000 when I started my business, and 2 weeks after I opened my business was the first time in the history of Las Vegas that every light on the Las Vegas Strip turned out. And they had a big strike going on. And nobody was going to send their kids to modeling school if they were on strike. And the hotels weren't going to hire models. And so there I was into a business that I just started with my entire life savings. Now, I know $2,000 isn't much, but it's what I had. And I started that business. And the reason was that I had asked myself a question. A friend of mine who was an optimist said to me, if you keep doing what you're doing now, where will you be in 5 years? Where will you end up? And I kept thinking about it. You know, I was working at a job for a company, yes, and I was a PR person, but I knew I could do better. And when he said to me, if you keep doing what you're doing now, where will you be in 5 years? Where will you end up? I got to thinking, in 5 years, I'd be in the same place, drawing the same amount of money, and I probably wouldn't be very happy. So that's when I made the changes. That's when I took those $2,000 and I rented that office and went into business. And guess what? There were some hard times. That first few months were really, really tough. But I was lucky because my landlord believed in me, and my landlord stuck with me and helped me. In fact, he even made a bet with the guy next door that I'd make it in business. Guy next door bet I wouldn't make it for 6 months. And he said to me, if you can hang in there for 6 months, you know, we'll make some money here. So it was nice to have somebody believe in me. But he was an optimist too, you see. And that's the important thing. If you don't like the answer to those questions, then you need to make some changes. If you've asked yourself, if I keep doing what I'm doing now, where will I be in 5 years? And where will I end up? And you don't like the answers? Make the changes. Start making the changes now. Start making a plan. If you're not happy with your life as it is, with your current standard of living, you only have two choices. You can lower your standard of living, sell your car and take the bus, maybe shop at the thrift store instead of the department store you love so much. How would you like that? Doesn't sound too good, does it? Or you can increase your income. The question becomes, how do I increase my income? Well, you learn a method to create money, and then you implement it. You learn a method to create money, and then you implement it. Here's the secret. Wealthy people always put the odds in their favor. That is why they don't gamble or play the lotto. The odds are against them in those ventures. Now, I'm not saying they don't gamble, because any time we take a risk, it's a gamble. And I'm not saying they don't go to Las Vegas and occasionally play. But they don't put down everything they have on a gaming table, because we all know that the odds are in the favor of the house or the casino. The odds are not in the favor of the gambler. So don't gamble. I mean, you can buy an occasional lottery ticket if you want, but do not count on that for your way of getting rich, because that's not going to work. So you want to be aware that we do what wealthy people do, but we look at what the wealthy people did to get there. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. We all have choices. And today we are talking about optimism and how optimism affects our wealth, and how optimism affects just about everything else in our life, too, as far as our health and our wealth. And this is a subject that's so near to my heart. It's one that I talk about in my book, You Are More Than Enough. And You Are More Than Enough is a guide to help you believe in yourself and build your confidence. And I also have this program in a 12-CD program that will help you realize the success that you want in all the areas of your life. It addresses things like how to recognize and release the fears that are keeping you from finding your purpose and keeping you from being optimistic, and how to turn your thoughts, hopes, and ideas into positive action, how to ignite the spark of your creativity to find ways of overcoming obstacles, and how to motivate yourself to set powerful goals and passionately achieve them. And one of the most important things that it addresses is how to use your imagination to visualize and fashion the future you desire. And then, as what we're talking about today, how to be an optimist, how to associate with successful people, increasing your influence and your source. See, the moment you start to apply the things that you hear in that program, you'll come to the realization that you really are more than enough. And that's a 12-CD personal development program. You can get it over at my website if you want, judymoreo.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And also, be sure to write to me, judy@judymoreo.com, and let me know the kinds of things you want me to address here on the radio show, Choices, and in our online magazine, Choices. We have a fabulous online magazine. You can find it by going to http://bit.ly/15YHTSB. That's Choices Magazine. http://bit.ly/15YHTSV. Check out the magazine. I think you'll love it. There's some great articles in there by all of our Life Choices book series authors, and they're going to help you to maintain that optimistic attitude. And that's what we're talking about today, is how to be optimistic and how it's going to affect our wealth. You know, there was a study done where it showed that we use about 8% of what we learn from a book, and it jumps up to 18% from a home study course, but it jumps up to 89% when a mentor is involved, when someone who has done it shows you the way. And that's what I do in the You Are More Than Enough personal development program, is I show you the way. It's a CD program, and it has me with 12 hours of study on there, and it jumps up to 89% of what you will be able to achieve when a mentor is involved with you. And that's what I'm trying to be here, is a mentor to you. Even though I'm a long way away from you, I'm here on the radio every day, every weekday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you can let me know what it is that you want me to talk about. You can even call in and ask me questions. So I'm here. And when it comes to success, what do you want? Do you want an 8%, an 18%, or an 89% chance of reaching your dream? Well, of course you'd rather have the 89% chance. You want to put the odds in your favor, don't you? So as your mentor for today, let me help you raise your odds. Let's start with this. Make yourself a written plan for success. A written plan for success. Don't just carry those goals around in your head. Actually write them down. It will help you get from where you are to where you want to go. There are enormous benefits that result from taking the time to write out your plan. Along with your 12 CD, You Are More Than Enough program, there is a journal as well where you can actually write out your plan, and I guide you right through all the steps of the plan. And you have to remember that a written plan organizes your thoughts and provides you with clarity. It also takes stock of your assets and your liabilities. Another thing it's going to do for you, it's going to shine a spotlight on inconsistencies and problems. Provide you with a steady course as you encounter misadventures. Know what I mean by that? When we have a North Star, when we have an idea where we're headed, when we have a direction and a goal, it provides a steady course. It keeps us from getting off track. It helps us to make the right decision to keep going the direction that we want to go. See, when you don't have a goal, you could just be wandering around anywhere. So it's very important that you make this written plan. Another thing the written plan is going to do for you is it's going to help you identify the strengths that you can build upon. And it's going to help you identify the weaknesses that you might need to compensate for. So with this written plan, we need to state our intentions and keep it in front of us, because it's going to serve as a reminder of our destination. Where is it that we want to go? You see, optimists know the journey becomes clear once the destination is known. That's worth repeating. Let's talk about that in a minute. Optimists know that the journey becomes clear once the destination is known. If you know where you're going, it's going to be a lot easier to get there. If you want to do something you love, help a lot of other people. Help a lot of other people and make a lot of money, and then make a plan to do that. You know, if we make a lot of money, we can help a lot more people than if we're broke. So don't feel guilty. I have people saying to me, well, I don't know if I could deal with a lot of money. Isn't that kind of selfish? Well, you don't have to be selfish. You can give away some of that money. You know, it's important to you make this plan. Get involved with me. Make a plan to become a powerful speaker. Make a plan to become a powerful business person. Make a plan to become a powerful author. Make a plan to become good at anything it is you want to do. Decide where you want to go and decide what you need to do to get there. I think many of you have probably already read the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's an old book. And for those of you who may not have read it, Think and Grow Rich is a great book that was written in 1937. And it's still good for us to read it today. The principles in this book are incredible. Actually, the book is the result of research done by a young writer, Napoleon Hill. And this young writer was commissioned by one of America's wealthiest men of that time, Andrew Carnegie. You've probably heard of him. And Andrew Carnegie wanted Napoleon Hill to interview many of the most successful people of his day in order to find out if successful people were just lucky or if there was some common denominator that these people had. Well, Napoleon Hill did this. I believe it was about 400 people, 400 very, very successful people that he interviewed, and he did find out two amazing things. Yes, successful people do have a common denominator. In fact, they have 16 of them, and none of them were born with these characteristics. They developed them. So that means that even if you weren't born with these characteristics, you can develop them. You can be optimistic, and you can become wealthy. And I'm going to share with you some of them today. However, I highly recommend you get the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and read it for yourself. And read it for yourself. And don't be put down by the fact that it was written in 1937. Those principles that he shared back then are still good today. I know the world has changed, but the principles have not changed. Let me share some of them with you. Number one, these people had this characteristic in common. They had a burning desire to be successful. Now, it's called passion. Passion. Do you have passion? Do you have passion for what you do? Do you have passion for who you are? Do you have passion for the kind of life you know you can live? Do you have passion for what we can do for other people or what you can do for other people? What is your burning desire? If you don't have one, get one. Get out there and set a goal and develop it and go after it and make something awesome happen. The second thing they had was they had specialized knowledge. You can't be a jack of all trades and become successful. You need to focus on one thing. Focus on the thing you like the best, because if you do for work what you like the best, you won't ever work again. You'll be having fun. Dolly Parton said that. She said, if you go and do what you love to do, you will never work again. So focus on one thing and learn all about it. And learn everything you can and do this one thing to the very, very best of your ability. When we do something to the best of our ability, people notice and people want to do it with us. Now, the third thing these people all had in common was discipline. I see this as the key to all success. Do you have the discipline to do the things that pessimists are not willing to do? Will you get up every day, put on your happy face, and make the calls? Will you go after what you want, day after day, until you get it? This is a real key. This is one of the most important keys to being successful, is to have discipline. And if you do that, things are going to start happening for you. And then you're going to become even more optimistic because you're going to believe that this is really happening the way you want it to. And the fourth characteristic that Napoleon Hill said that these people all had in common was becoming decisive. When you have all the facts about something, when you've found out all that you can, make a decision. Make the decision to do what you need to do to become who you want to become and to have what you want to have. And that's a hard one for so many of us because we think, well, what if I make the wrong decision? Well, if you make the wrong decision, so what? You can do something differently and keep adjusting and keep adjusting until you get what it is that you want. The fifth characteristic that Napoleon Hill said that these people have is they associate with other optimistic people. And this is so important. Do not hang around with pessimistic people, with people who tell you what you can't do, what you can't have, what you can't be, what you aren't. Stay away from those people. Associate with people. Napoleon Hill called them a mastermind group, people who are positive and looking toward what they can do rather than what they can't be, do, or have. They build relationships with those who make positive, encouraging, and valuable contributions to their lives. Then they communicate their plan to these people who make up their group, as they know these people will be supported and provide accurate and insightful feedback. They stay away from pessimistic people who complain constantly, people who are looking to find fault and shoot down any idea that others offer. Optimists have the ability to recover from life's adversities and upsets. They bounce back. If things don't go the way they thought they should, they bounce back. All of us are going to encounter unpredictable upsets in our lives that we don't deserve. Some of us just dwell on them longer than others. Optimists understand that we don't stay the same. Every day we are either getting better or we are getting worse. That's why they strive to be better every day. Because we're either getting better or we are getting worse, we are not staying the same. So just make up your mind to be 1% better, just 1% better every day. Be more optimistic and say, yes, I can do this. See, optimists are engaged in life, and engaged means taking action. Engagement means producing results and getting valuable feedback on what works and what doesn't work. Engagement provides us the feedback about how to refine and change our methods so that we can get where we want to go. Risk can result in failures. Optimists attempt to put the odds in their favor through the process of seeking out mentors. Mentoring encourages engagement and provides the safety net to help us review our successes and our failures and interpret them for what they are, learning experiences. That's what they are, learning experiences. Mentors act as guides who support and assist us through failure, critique our behavior, and act as a sounding board for problem resolution and the assessment of opportunities. Optimists know that when their plans don't work out as they thought they would, they've not failed. They simply have to make some adjustments and continue toward their goals until they get the results they want. Plans are written, then communicated, engaged, reflected upon, and sometimes even rewritten again until the desired result is achieved. Optimists know that if they can't change their immediate circumstances, they can change their reactions and responses to the circumstances. We all tell ourselves very powerful stories, and we believe these stories to be true. We create stories about ourselves, about others, and about the way the world works. Optimists are usually aware of their stories, and they see that they have a choice, that if they don't like what they have, they can change their story about it. Sometimes changing your story makes all the difference in the world. There is some very good data by David J. Schweiderer that suggests that attitude correlates with longevity and happiness, and if practiced on a regular basis, it can improve your health and prolong your life. People who practice the attitudes of gratitude, enthusiasm, curiosity, optimism, forgiveness can lower their blood pressure, reduce visits to the doctor, miss fewer days from work or school, and actually alter the structures of their brains. In order to make a habit of these attitudes, write your goals every night. Just a small paragraph on what you did positive that day for the achievement of your dreams will make such a difference. And write down what you have to be grateful for. Consistent use of my journal and, if you like, my coaching and mentoring skills will help you be even more successful and stay even more positive. You can contact me, Judy, at judymario.com. That's Judy at judymario.com. And if you want to find out about my products, you can see them right on the product page there on my website. And remember, with knowledge, you can overcome almost any obstacle. The key to success is learning. The key to success is learning the process. Your income right now is based on what you are doing now. Here is one of the most important questions you can ever answer. How much is your dream worth to you? Write it down. The secret to all success is your willingness to pay the price of your dreams, and you are more than enough.